USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The casualties are piling up in Ukraine. Here's Michelle Bachelet, United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights.
The military attack on Ukraine is putting at risk countless lives. Between Thursday morning and last night, our office has recorded 406 civilian casualties, including children, and 304 injured.
Russian attacks continue with a 40-mile-long Russian convoy headed for Kyiv. Four people were killed, including three children, after a gunman opened fire at a church in California. Three of the victims were the children of the suspected gunman. The fourth victim was supervising a court-ordered visit between the man and his children. All of the victims were dead when the first responders arrived. The suspect died by suicide. When deputies arrived, they found the body of an adult male along with his three daughters, ages 9, 10, and 13, inside the sanctuary. The mother had a restraining order against the children's father. She was not in the building at the time of the shooting.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
A group of Cuban illegals is in custody in Key West. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Byrd.
A group of Cuban illegal immigrants that came ashore in the Florida Keys is in custody. Immigration officials saying 13 people were taken into federal custody after landing Sunday night in Key West. U.S. Border Patrol's Miami sector saying the illegal immigrants were part of a maritime smuggling event that arrived in a homemade boat.
Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, joined Senate Republicans in defeating a bill that would have legalized abortions up to birth nationwide. Senators voted 48-46 against ending the debate and allow a vote on the Women's Health Protection Act. The bill, which passed the House last year, would have codified a right to an abortion and combated pro-life state laws. The bill's defeat comes as the Supreme Court is weighing a case that could potentially curb Roe versus Wade. And remember, if you still write a check to pay your bills, it's March 1st. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A former North Carolina police chief who was charged with more than 70 felony crimes is accused of staging a suicide and fleeing to South Carolina, where he was arrested. William Anthony Spivey served as chief of the Chadbourne Police Department, was relieved of duty last spring due to a misconduct investigation by the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigations. His charges including evidence mishandling, drug trafficking, and embezzlement. Nearly a year after the charges were announced, he was reported missing on February 21st. Family members called the sheriff's office and described an incident as a possible suicide. Investigators found handwritten letters at the scene and a .22 caliber rifle with a discharge round still in the rifle. However, investigators concluded the evidence didn't support a suicide scenario. As the fighting in Ukraine continues, former President Donald Trump reminded America his record on dealing with Putin and Russia.
I stand as the only president of the 21st century on whose watch Russia did not invade another country. Putin is playing Biden like a drum, and it's not a pretty thing as somebody that loves our country to watch.
Most Americans believe the same way, as a poll by the Harvard Center for American Political Studies found that over 62% of those surveyed believe Putin would not have sent troops into Ukraine with Trump in the White House. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.